Eazy-E. Adam here back at the with you from the Woodstock Film Festival right here at the Filmmaker Lounge. And my friend Amanda Nassim is here. She is the head shorts programmer for the festival. Hey, Amanda.
Hey, Adam. So good to be with you.
Always. And how many years have you worked with the Woodstock Film Festival now?
You know what? I started here in 2009 after I graduated from Bard College across the river. So.
Well, we know where Bard is. It's about 5 minutes from the station.
It was a wonderful place to spend some time. It changed my life, and it brought me to the Woodstock Film Festival.
You know, I attended Bard as well, but I didn't graduate from Bard. But anyway, that's another story for another time. Tell us a little bit about what short... first of all, I ran into you on Friday night as you were heading into the assembly in Kingston to help launch the Honky Tonkin' in Kingston night, which Al Markman, we talked on the YouTube channel about it. But tell people how it went.
Oh, it was such a good time. We had such a wonderful community show up. We hosted musicians Cindy Cashdollar and John Sebastian on stage with us. And there was so much community love. Over 300 people came out. And then we ended the night with Vinyl Country Classics by DJ Pretty Good. It was a wonderful experience.
It was DJ Pretty Great. Like what I did there?
She's just pretty good.
I know. I was trying to play with it. Well, that was Friday night, and I'm so glad it was a big success. I heard from people that they had a really wonderful time over there at the assembly in Kingston. But what there's 3 days left of the festival, most of today, all Saturday, and certainly most of Sunday. So what kind of shorts programs are we looking forward to?
Well, one of my favorites is happening tonight. It's at 8:30 p.m. at the Woodstock Community Center. There's still tickets available. It's our comedy shorts block. It's called Hilarity. And in an uncertain world, laughter is the best medicine. And this is such a good lineup. I'm, you know, sort of a comedy snob, so I take a lot of stakes in curating the comedy lineup here. And I want people to laugh.
Absolutely. That's a great gift to give people, especially these days. And, you know, like we're talking about some of these shorts that you've programmed this year. We're talking world-class cinema, right? You know, aren't we? I mean, we're talking about a level of quality that is like world-class, like you're going to find at the best film festivals in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of films that we're showing here, they've just world premiered back at the Telluride Film Festival, the Venice Film Festival. And we also have a lot of world premieres that we're hosting here, too. One of them I wanted to mention is happening Saturday, October 18th at 11 a.m. It's called The Long Walk, the story of the Bharat Jodho Yatra by director Shruti Ganguly. And this is actually about a huge march that the opposition candidate to Narendra Modi in India did, walking the entire length of India from the south all the way to the north. And most people, especially in the West, don't even know about this. We couldn't imagine our presidential candidates walking the whole country and inviting constituents to join them. But
some presidents might get lost and walk into like like the ocean or something. But I'm just joking around. But that's stunning. I did not know about that either. I'll just admit it.
Yeah, I'm so excited about this one because we'll have a post-screening conversation with executive producer Geeta Gambhir, the director Shruti Ganguly, and then also Time magazine executive editor Nikhil Kumar is going to join us. And this is a conversation about democracy. You know, it's centered in democracy in India, but this is a way for us to talk about democracy in the United States and what we need to do to uphold it.
I love that. That's great. Anything else that you feel is essential to mention?
Yeah, I wanted to tell people on Sunday there is an amazing shorts block. It's called Coming of Age. It's happening at 4:15 p.m. at the Woodstock Community Center. This is such a good block to bring your middle school, high school, young people to. These are all stories of young people learning all of the important truths of being human, and it's very endearing.
Amanda, congratulations on all these wonderful shorts programs you put together. I really appreciate all the hard work that you do, and I hope you're enjoying the festival yourself. You're able to kind of, you know, take some time and festival yourself.
Oh, I have so much fun doing it. I'm so excited to hopefully meet some of your listeners and some of the screenings. I'll be hosting a lot of our short screenings. So come on out, please, to the Woodstock Community Center.
Yes, that's I've been speaking with Amanda Nassim, who is the head short programmer for the Woodstock Film Festival. And I'm going to throw back to the station right now, 98.1 KZE.